My name is Enes Arslan. We are here in Edina, Minnesota.
My name is Cassandra Naima Arslan. Well, I grew up in St. Cloud. I grew up Lutheran Christian. And when I was 19 years old, I started to learn about Islam from my sisters and brother. I converted to Islam when I was 19. And when I converted, I chose the Muslim name Naima, just to make it kind of easier for everybody. So
I was born in Istanbul, Turkey, and grew up in Chicago, Illinois.
What was the path that brought you from Istanbul to Chicago?
My father did his master's and PhD in the States. First, he started in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and then we moved to Chicago, Illinois, for him to finish up there. And then we moved back, and I decided to come back myself.
How did the two of you meet?
He was working that job, that position, and it was actually at, there's only one mall in St. Cloud, and it was at that mall, and I was 19, and I had just gotten my first car, and I started coming to the mall to go shopping, and because there is a Muslim community in St. Cloud, but the predominant part of the Muslim community is actually Somali. So when you find somebody that's Muslim that's not Somali in St. Cloud, it kind of stands out to you. And so I was wearing hijab, which is the scarf, and he saw me, and we kind of just, I don't know, started talking. And from there, just had sort of an acquaintance at first, and we actually got married really quickly. Well, we had known each other as acquaintances for about 6 months, but 2.5 weeks after, we kind of started talking for the purpose of marriage, because in Islam, typically people don't date. They get to know each other. If they find themselves to be compatible, then they get married. So once we even had the notion of marriage, it was only 2.5 weeks later that we ended up actually getting married. I am true American mutt. Predominantly, I would say German, Russian, and Romanian descent, predominantly, but there's many others in there. I have two sisters and one brother, and my eldest sister actually learned about Islam from a friend of hers and converted to Islam. Taught my little sister in that process. My little sister at about 14 years old converted to Islam. And my little brother, a year and a half later, learning from them, converted to Islam when he was 12 or 13. So I did grow up in a Lutheran Christian family. My mother's family actually has Jewish background, my dad's Roman Catholic background, and they kind of compromised and raised us Lutheran. My mother was raised Christian as well, even though her family members are Jewish. So initially, when they had converted to Islam, they were ostracized from the community a little bit and from school, as well as myself, because I thought it was kind of strange. But when I started to learn about Islam from them, I found it to be amazing. And it sort of answered all the questions that had led me to more of an agnostic approach for life. My theology became more agnostic and atheist versus Christian, because we weren't really strong Christians. So when I started to learn about Islam, it actually led me to the path of, like, there is a God, and we are supposed to worship him, and you are supposed to lead a righteous life and things like that. And it was just fascinating, and I've been Muslim for almost 4.5 years now. I love it.
And Enes, you were raised in Islam?
Yes, I was. My parents are both Muslim.
He has an amazing family. He really does. He's very lucky to have the mother and father that he has, as well as the extended family that he has. And I love them very much.
Growing up in Istanbul, which is, 18 million people, and in Chicago as well, which is well over 18 million people, going to St. Cloud was very interesting. There was one mall, one gym, one this, one that. There wasn't much excitement, or I would say a community. I sadly didn't have much time for a community there because of my management position. I'd work in my contract. It was stated I had to work 50-some hours. And on top of that, you know, work never ends.
Well, in St. Cloud, we didn't really have many people that we knew at all as far as the Muslim community goes. And when we came here, it seemed almost immediate that we had, he had been introduced to a few of the Turkish people that were down here, so right away we knew them, and then we could get in kind of with that crowd and started going to functions and things like that. There's also, in addition to the Somali community that's here, there are so many different people from, I have a lot of friends that are from, whether it be Yemen or Afghanistan or Iran, Iraq, places like that, where we go to Masjid al-Huda, which is up in Columbia Heights near to Holy Land, and I go every Thursday to a religious lecture there, so I'm able to have kind of my woman community, and they're of all different backgrounds. We have people from Indonesia, we have people from a lot of Americans, we have people that grew up, they had a Mexican father and American mother, and they converted to Islam, and so we have a very, very diverse community, and I love the community here. I feel like they are very accepting of everyone, because even though people don't think that Minnesota is very diverse, you find so many different people from different backgrounds here, and they're so accepting of each other. And it's very nice to see that.
There's a vast Turkish community, vast meaning 50, 60 families. I would say I've dealt with them the most. We have dinners and functions that we will go to from time to time. It's been nice. They've been nice. They've been putting together interfaith dialogue, dinners and such. We were at one yesterday where, you know, the three Abrahamic religions were present. There were speeches and dinner, and St. Paul police chief was there, people from the FBI, senators were all there. It's very nice to bring the community together like that. If I'm involved with a couple different, the Edina Chamber of Commerce, the 50th in France Business Association, I get to be involved with a lot of valuable people and meet a lot of good neighbors here that own businesses and who manage the board and such, and support from them is phenomenal. They've been very helpful in anything we try to accomplish. We live in Burnsville, Minnesota, and the Dakota County has been helpful. We've had interactions with them, with people who are working for the county.
My son has a teacher that comes twice a week, and so we get to have that experience where we welcome them into our home, and we try to share, you know, if we have like our baklava or our tea, we try to share that with them so they kind of get a sense of what like the Turkish culture is like. But his previous teacher was the Jewish faith, so we would sit there, and even though we're supposed to be teaching my son and playing with him, we'd end up talking, you know, having all this interfaith dialogue at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was kind of like food for the soul for me. I like it, being just because of my background and having Jewish relatives and having Christian relatives and now being Muslim and having this large community and family of my own that's Muslim. It really feeds my soul to be able to talk to people about the different theologies, whatever they may be, and to not only get a sense of where they're coming from, but also to let them know my perspective and also educate people about Islam. I am lucky enough at this point in my life to be a housewife, stay-at-home mom, and I feel like it's not something I would have chosen for myself when I was younger. I never would have seen myself as a housewife, but having the opportunity to stay at home with my son has not only taught me how to take care of house and home and my husband, but to be able to have the relationship with my son that I do. He is my life. And although as a child he can drive me crazy at times, at the end of the day, like, he is my best friend. We do so much together, and we have these little, almost inside jokes. He can't even speak very well. He has maybe 20 words that he knows. But we just have this connection, and I love him so much. He's 2.5. His first name, Ismail, is from the prophet Ishmael. It's also named after my husband's grandfather. And his middle name, Alp, actually comes from Turkish history. There was the second sultan of the Seljuk dynasty. Before the Ottomans, there was the Seljuks, and he had converted to Islam, and he was known on the battlefield as Alp Arslan, which means fierce lion. And because our last name is Arslan, I felt that it was very fitting to to have my son's name be Alp Arslan. So that's where that comes from. Our son is really cute now. He just learned how to say two in both languages. So if you say one, he'll say two, and he'll put up like four fingers because he doesn't know how to make two. And if you say bir, he'll say iki, which is one and two in Turkish. So he's really cute. He's learning. He understands a lot of commands in Turkish. So if you say sit down or eat or go get this, he'll understand both languages. But it's my vocabulary in Turkish is very limited, and I'm the one that's predominantly with him. So hopefully I'll be able to increase my vocabulary and he will be able to learn with or without my mother-in-law's help. But I also feel like it's very important for my son, and if I ever have a daughter, to make sure that I teach them that Islam comes first and that it is a freedom of America to be able to have that right to wear your scarf. And I can wear my scarf in America more freely than I could in some other Muslim countries. And I feel like that is something that we are to be proud of as Americans. And I want my son to know that even though he's American, he still needs to have that tie to his roots. I mean, maybe I'm just biased, but I want him to eventually marry a woman that's covered. And if we raise him right, hopefully he'll have the basis to understand not only his religion and his culture, but also understand that he can still be American and have those. They can all kind of tie in together, so. Just off the top of my head, the misconceptions that people think Allah is different than God. They think that it's a God that's specific to Islam, when in fact it is an Abrahamic tradition, and it's just a word that's used for God because it literally means the one deity that created us all. And so sometimes when people think that it's a specific God to Islam, that's hard because I don't want people to think that we're worshiping some other God. If you look at the roots of Islam, Judaism and Christianity, they are exactly the same. They come with the same theology, the same basis, and things have been changed over time due to man's errors instead of it being something that came out of nowhere as a copycat religion. Sometimes people think that Islam just came and copied other religions. That's something that that as Muslims, we want to kind of educate people that it's just a testimony of tradition that has been carried down. It's not a copycat religion in any way, shape, or form. The other misconceptions would be the media and how everyone portrays Muslims or Arabs in general, not even just Muslims, because a lot of times it's tied into Arabic-speaking Muslims, but that they're terrorists. This is something that is... it hurts my heart a little bit, to be honest, because in Islam there's so much about peace and justice and not fighting against others. If somebody were to attack you, you have the right to defend yourself, but to start a fight or to start a war is never a good thing. And if you were to kill one innocent person, it is as if you have killed the whole of humanity that ever existed or ever will exist. So when you look at Islam saying things like this and the Prophet Muhammad saying things that were almost identical to the things that Jesus had said, you can see that Islam is so different than it's portrayed in the media. And that's my main goal, is to show people Islam and what it truly is versus what people say it is. Because even people of our own religion sometimes have taken things out of context for either their own benefit or, unfortunately, if they're corrupt individuals, to corrupt others. So my main goal and a lot of Muslims' goals at this point is to try to dispel those misconceptions, to try to make sure that people understand what Islam really is versus what it has been portrayed as. When I first started wearing scarf, I had a few people that would say things to me, whether it be derogatory comments about my scarf. Go back to your own country. Well, hey, guess what? I'm not from another country. Until 2 years ago, I had never been out of the States. So those are things that are difficult sometimes, because sometimes people just don't understand that it can be a choice. It's not that I'm oppressed that's making me wear this scarf. It's a choice because I believe that my Creator wants me to be modest. And in being modest, there are certain things that are reserved for my husband. There are certain things that are appropriate and certain things that aren't when you're in a public sense. And I don't get many comments at all now. So being that they happened in the beginning, I felt more like it was God trying to test me about whether or not I was really going to adhere to what I had decided.
Talk a little bit about your hopes and dreams for the future.
Other than my son becoming a 6'6 linebacker for some NFL team kind of future, I think everyone has needs or has a job to take these misconceptions and teach people, enlighten people in peaceful ways. So one can have a Muslim name playing on a professional NBA team. The other can go door to door trying to tell people about a religion. The idea is not to push anybody into anything. You cannot use violence against people to have your way. I think a lot of people in all religions need to understand this. Religion is sent from God, and violence was never meant anywhere, and people shouldn't take that and misconstrue words of books and use them to snipe people in Washington or blow themselves up in some other country. They cannot justify that in any way. Any religion's leaders will tell you that, except the morons living somewhere in a cave that might think they're justified. There is no justification whatsoever, and I think we need to bring that into the spotlight and have people understand that